the Titans are interested in everybody. They're interested in Justin Simmons, too. Why not? Am I the only one that thinks, and I don't think I am, but according to Matt Derrick, says, by my math, this would indicate the Chiefs have converted $27 million of the $34.9 million roster bonus Patrick Mahomes has for 2024, much needed cap space the Chiefs have tapped into as expected. More on that. This is from Connor Christopherson. I don't know who that is. Just me, my cat, and writing for, Arrowhead Report. Okay. He claims, I'd say the Mahomes restructure amount is quite the curious amount. It's so large, it feels that there is a better chance now that Snead stays. What would the Chiefs even do with $35 million in cap space if Snead was traded? A lot of great players have already signed. Right? Like, you're not, you don't need $35 million to go make a trade, because if you go make a trade, you just, you know, that's the rest of that contract. JT, I'm not trying to be this guy. Would you be more shocked if they brought back L'Jarius Sneed, or if they just said the hell with it and went and got Hollywood Brown and Calvin Ridley? Then what?
So I would rather have Sneed than Hollywood Brown and the other Calvin Ridley. The reason for it is, I don't know if those two wide receivers really make that big of a splash. Like, let's say, I would say this. Why can't you take it, re-sign Snead, and if you're going to do something, draft, say, Xavier Worthy, or try to move up in the draft and get a wide receiver?
Because
I think there's more potential with one of those wide receivers than, say, Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, or I would rather have just Calvin Ridley. Maybe you can re-sign Snead and get Calvin Ridley. I mean, I don't think you need Marquise Brown. I'm not a fan of him, I should say.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that think that the Chiefs are going to get like a third and DeAndre Hopkins for like a L'Jarius Snead. Like, why do that? I'm not saying there's a lot of people. I'm just saying, text line coming in, like, do you think that they would try to get DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
No. I don't think that's the agenda. I also don't think the Darnell Mooney thing was an agenda, or a, Gabe Davis. I don't think that was ever really there, because I think the Chiefs have always been one of those people that have learned from what didn't work. And the Darnell Mooney and the Gabe Davis sort of thing kind of reminds me of MVS. I don't know how I can describe what I think, you know, Curtis Samuel or Calvin Ridley. I think Samuel's probably on that same thing as well, because of the fact that, you know, like Ron Kopp was saying of Arrowhead Pride at 6:30, like, he seems like a guy that some team will overpay for, and that's not going to be the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs are just done overpaying for wide receivers. They're just not going to do that again, because it didn't work the last time. They got it right with Juju Smith-Schuster. They got it somewhat right, or if not all right, with Sammy Watkins. They didn't get it right with MVS. And when other guys are you know, kind of reminding you of that, you've got to be careful with the circumstances that you put yourself into. But again, the news that just broke is that Patrick Mahomes has restructured his contract, opening up $21.6 million. And it does seem kind of at odds right now, because you think, right, that there would be, you know, it just seems interesting. Titans are really aggressive in trying to get L'Jarius Sneed. And then somebody says, sources are that they're getting a third round pick. Well, there is no third round pick. So that throws that a little bit out of the distance, right? That doesn't let it really rock your foundation too much. But then Mahomes restructures, and I think there's three moves that everyone is kind of hindering on, waiting to happen. Do they sign a free agent receiver? Do they move on or give L'Jarius Sneed a contract? And then once that happens, is that it? Because they've done everything so far that we've seen happen that we thought was going to happen, right? Chris Jones got his contract. Willie Gay's no longer with the team because they signed Drew Tranquil. And now Mahomes restructures, and the big elephant in the room is, what do you do with L'Jarius Sneed?
You know, there's another wide receiver that I think
Justin Jefferson.
People are getting No, people are sleeping on in the free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard him say much. He was a part of the trio up in Cincinnati.
Oh, T. Higgins?
Tyler Boyd.
Mm.
He's a true free agent. You don't have to trade for him. Maybe he wants to come on with the Chiefs on a small deal, one-year deal. You get him for 1 year, see if he can prove himself that he didn't need the other two wide receivers up in Cincinnati, and see what happens there. Like, there's so much potential now with what they could do with this money. But I think Tyler Boyd would be fascinating with Mahomes. I mean, going from Joe Burrow to Patrick Mahomes would be kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But no one's really talked about Tyler Boyd, and I think he was overshadowed because of having Chase and Higgins there. I think he comes here. He wouldn't be the star, obviously, but he would still be there. You got Kelsey, you got Rice, get another draft, and then you have Tyler Boyd.
Wouldn't be mad about it. Some breaking news from Mackenzie Nelson. This has nothing to do with football, but the Big 12's men and women's tournament will stay in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center through 2031.
We love to hear that.
Love that. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark, has officially said that at a conference. That just from, at least where I see it, is from Mackenzie Nelson of 41 News, KSHB, that the Big 12 men's and women's tournament will stay in Kansas City at T-Mobile through 2031 per Big 12 Commissioner. Great news there for Kansas City. We'll continue to see what happens as we move on through the NFL free agency. I've got both TVs on everything. I've got Twitter up. So if I hear it, you're going to hear it, listeners. So it pays off to be a fan of After Hours tonight, or just a fan of 610 Sports Radio. I want to bring up the Pittsburgh situation. Okay. Because I wonder, is this the same exact story that Denver had 2 years ago? Now, let's be fair. Let's be fair. The head coach situation is a million miles way better than it was in Denver when Russell Wilson went there. And the defense in Pittsburgh, I would think, is probably a little bit better than it was in Denver, although Denver's wasn't terrible. In fact, it wasn't, I guess it was pretty terrible last year because that team just quit. But it's still Russell Wilson. It's still, can he do it? Because Russell Wilson went to Denver and had Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Javonte Williams, and he couldn't get that offense going in his first year. It was absolutely terrible. And it was probably a year to forget for the Denver Bronco fan base. And then last year, it was still kind of the same thing. Sean Payton had been in the building for 2 days and was like, yeah, Russell, you're not going to have your own offense. You're not going to have your own floor. We're not going to be weird. I think one of the quotes he said is, you don't need to be out there being a politician, kissing babies and making people smile. Go out there and play some damn football. That's heavily misquoted, but the kissing babies thing was definitely there. And it didn't work out. And Russell Wilson in his first game ever with Sean Payton in the preseason, he was playing all the way into the two-minute warning in their first game against Arizona. Two-minute warning, that should give you any indication what that is. And there's one thing that's really crazy about the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is Mike Tomlin's never been under 500. The Pittsburgh Steelers were a playoff team last year with and without Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, among others. And now you bring in a guy like Russell Wilson to be the hand of your franchise, and I don't think, right? I don't think it's any better. Russell's getting older. Pittsburgh's a pretty rich franchise when it comes to being successful, and this just doesn't seem like something that will work, even though they had Kenny Pickett last year. So I don't know. That's just me. I don't think it's much different than the situation they had 2 years ago. Now he's got a different contract because Denver's paying him and the Steelers are paying him like $1.2 million.
And also, let's not
forget. But I don't think that was the issue. Like, the text line says also he doesn't have that massive contract hanging over his head, but I don't see a player who looks like he loves the game anymore. I just don't see the talent there. I think Russell Wilson's career is heavily tainted on surrounding talent. I think he was a good quarterback in Seattle. I don't think he was great. I still don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I even asked that question and got scoffed at by some followers. Like, is this a serious question? Yes. But I think he rode the coattails of a good run game. He had prime Marshawn Lynch. Am I wrong? And he had probably one of the best defenses we've seen in the last 10 years. And he won a Super Bowl. And he lost the Super Bowl. And when they lost the Super Bowl, he threw the interception to lose the game.
But who called that play?
Pete Carroll.
Okay.
Who's the quarterback? Who can change that play? What did Jameis Winston do for the New Orleans Saints this year? If he can do it, anybody can do it. And if you've got Marshawn Lynch and you've got Pete Carroll and you run a touchdown to win a Super Bowl as opposed to throws it to lose a Super Bowl, I think that's one of those things where Pete Carroll will be like, yeah, I don't know what I was doing. Good job to call out of that. At least I know that's harder to think more often than not. But again, faded quickly in Seattle once that defense dispersed. Injuries kind of came along. Then he goes to Denver and it was never there. And you can say, oh, he was okay last year. Eh. Okay, that's fine. But in Pittsburgh, now he's going to have to go play against Cincinnati, Baltimore. Can't think of the other one. Cleveland, great defense. Baltimore, best defense in football last year. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, still T. Higgins. We'll see. But again, it seems like the same story. It's just Russ 2.0.
But let's not forget, he's going from Nathaniel Hackett to Mike Tomlin.
That's the first thing I said. I said head coach is different and the defense is better.
Oh, defense is so much better.
Yeah.
I will also say this. I think it helps to have a new start. Okay? The contract, yeah, was leaning over his head, but let's think about what happened with Baker Mayfield last year.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Tampa. Everyone kind of just leaves him in the dark. No one talks about him, and he takes his team to the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying Russ is going to take the Steelers to the playoffs, but the pressure isn't on Russ anymore because we don't even know if he's going to be the starting quarterback week one. Like, Kenny Pickett's too small of a hands could be the quarterback still for week one. The thing is I think the pressure is off of Russ and he's just going to go out there and play football. I mean, they were talking about his mansion for the longest time. They were talking about how many bathrooms it had and how many touchdowns he was throwing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the wide receiver and talent on the offense for the Steelers is better than the Broncos. I like the wide receiver and I like the tight end. I love Pickens and I like Freiermuth. Yeah.
Freiermuth.
Yeah. I like them and I like yeah. Najee and Warren. So I think their offense.
Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and Javonte Williams.
Well, Judy's. Yeah. I get. To me, Jerry Jeudy.
But at the time, Jerry Jeudy was George Pickens. When it came to comparisons and youth, that was who he was supposed to be. Now, maybe he wasn't. And maybe George Pickens and Russell Wilson can have some sort of rapport, but they just traded Diontae Johnson.
That is fair, and I think they're going to get a wide receiver in the draft in round one. I will say he will miss Cortland Sutton because Cortland Sutton made some heck of a catches and touchdowns mm-hmm. for Russ. But I mean, the biggest thing is it's a new environment. I think it's starting over fresh. It's like you take a big long shower, you get out, you're like, all right, I'm ready for this new beginning.
Okay. Some other snidbit of news from ML Football @_MLFootball report. Diontae Johnson and his agent, Brad, whatever, spoke with the Chiefs regarding a possible trade to bring Johnson to Kansas City per NFL Network. Pittsburgh, though, did not want to trade him within the conference. Let's talk about that. We'll do that on the other side because I kind of like the whole in-conference trade. There was a few of them today. There's been a few of them throughout this process. You're listening to After Hours. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Praise be to you. 913-586-7610. Don't worry. We'll do an out-of-left-field question 8 to kind of ease the tension moving forward. JT Noah, Dusty Likens. We'll be right back. Percentage of Legarius C coming back to the Chiefs, JT Noah says,
I'll go 65.
Wow, that's a high percentage. Okay.
You think it's high?
I think 65 is huge. I would say it's like 35%.
Maybe I'm overthinking this.
It's okay.
I was thinking a D. Yeah. It's like a D.
Yeah.
But if I guess
I don't know, man.
Out of 165, yeah. I would say.
I mean, 65. I mean, if that is the case, I mean, nailed it when he does sign. If he does, how would you feel for a trade for Tyler Lockett? Feel like we could get a good deal for him?
Keep him over in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah,
I think he's got like maybe a year, but I mean, what are you giving up for him? That's the other question. But good text 417.
Maybe it's my homer in me because I have a pitcher with Snead and I really want him to stay.
Funny information though that Deontay Johnson and his agent spoke with the Chiefs regarding a possible trade to bring Johnson to the Kansas City Chiefs per NFL Network. Pittsburgh did not want to trade him within the conference. It just kind of lets you know. You know, it just kind of lets you know. Hollywood Brown tweeted just 36 minutes ago, ready for takeoff, rocket emoji, love off-season training. Does that mean he bought a ticket to Patrick Mahomes' camp?
No, he said it to the Houston Rockets. What are we talking about?
Okay. All right. But again, for those of you that missed it, Patrick Mahomes restructured his contract to create nearly $22 million in cap space. Per Adam Schefter, the Chiefs might start spending. Chiefs are aiming at a three-peat. That's got to break Deontay Johnson's heart.
He might have to go get counseling.
You got to think about that. Hey, the Chiefs, they were looking. Now, the only thing that is kind of interesting about Deontay Johnson, big drop problem. I'm pretty sure he's got on his short resume at one point, he led the league in drops. And then clean it up a little bit.
Well, that would go well with the Chiefs then.
And that's, you know what I mean? That's like, but I mean, good hell. You have got to think about your life where you're talking to your agent. You're like, yeah, I think we might be able to get the Chiefs to bring into Kansas City. And then Pittsburgh's like, yeah, no, it ain't him. Not a chance. Oh, but you all can do it as long as it benefits you. Because earlier today, we saw Patrick Queen go from Baltimore to Pittsburgh. Last I checked, those two teams hate each other, and they're in the same division. Not the same conference, I mean, obviously, but same division. And then we saw Jordan Poyer go to the Miami Dolphins. I freaking love that stuff, man. And I would be in love with it still if it was like the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, could you imagine? This is a hypothetical. But could you imagine if the Chiefs were like, yeah, we traded L'Jarius Sneed to the Denver Broncos for Cortland Sutton in a fifth. Let's go. I'm okay with that. But I love this time of year, especially when you start seeing where like, guess what? Buffalo, Miami hate each other. Pittsburgh, Baltimore hate each other. Yet here we are. And then the news here, Deontay Johnson gets traded to the Carolina Panthers, was in talks with the Kansas City Chiefs, but then Pittsburgh's like, absolutely not. Because what did we just tell you 24 short minutes ago? Well, that's a lie. About an hour ago, that there are about four active teams that are really pushing towards doing something significant this year. It is the Houston Texans. It is the Indianapolis Colts. Which both those teams make sense, right? Anthony Richardson coming off of a rookie year, got injured, but still not making a ton of money. CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans coming off a very successful year and looking to win now under the rookie contract. The Baltimore Ravens have been very aggressive, right? They went and got Derrick Henry, might have paid him way too much money for age and all that sort of thing, but they know what they need to do. Lamar ain't getting any younger. And then when you go past that, you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. And those have been the four active teams. And they're all in the AFC. And then one thing that's funny is they can trade with each other, but they ain't trading with the Chiefs. Because we know what the Kansas City Chiefs are. And that's why it's so much more impressive to see the Chiefs continue to win the way that they do because nobody works with you. You're on an island by yourself. You got Drew Tranquil because the Los Angeles Chargers had so much cap space unavailable that they just let him go. And then it worked for you. right? You had to go make your moves in free agency like a Justin Reed. You had to make your moves hit in the draft because you can't make moves with like a guy like Deontay Johnson. You got to hope people just give up on their players and the Chiefs can slide in. But again, this is, when you read the Deontay Johnson thing, that's not a Chiefs, you know, if so facto. That's a straight up Pittsburgh was like, yeah, no. So like Brett Veach might have had a great offer. And Pittsburgh's like, yeah, that's great. But they're like, we'll do something else with somebody else because we're tired of you guys being where you're at. Which is a development of two different stories. Because it's amazing that the Chiefs have been to six consecutive AFC Championship games, four Super Bowls, and won three. When they've gotten rid of their number one wide receiver. And since they've done that, they've won two in a row. And now they're in a year where the free agency market is wild and there's some people that might be a little bit panicky, a little bit kind of frustrated that there's not been a lot of movement. Today would debunk that, I would hope. The Chiefs, I think, today have been very active. Deion Bush, Irv Smith renegotiated Patrick Mahomes' contract. Willie Gay, that information or that news was out there even though it wasn't really effective for the Chiefs. But there's still a lot of Chiefs news out there. And again, Patrick Mahomes restructuring his contract, creating 21.6. And then you hear all of the same verbiage afterwards as Casey goes for a three-peat. You think they're just opening up that cap space to just have it? Absolutely not. They're doing something with it. They're either going and getting somebody out there that's big, or they're going to go and sign their own. Because what do you trust more? Do you trust going and getting two free agent wide receivers that have never played on this team before? Or do you trust just locking up your number one corner for 2 to 3 years, giving him the bag, and running it back to go for a three-peat with almost all of the same team that you won a Super Bowl with last year? Nobody could take you out last year, and you didn't have anybody new additions. You had a rookie and a wide receiver, a second-year guy at running back, the greatest tight end ever, and the best quarterback in the league. Seemed to work. Time will tell. We'll keep you updated. You're listening to After Hours on the other side. Chris Jones, that contract, will play you some audio of what it said to him. And I have a hypothetical, or I don't have a hypothetical. I just have a straight-up question for you. 913-586-7610, out of left field question 8. But coming up on the other side, legacy and domination in Kansas City, where Chris Jones sits for the rest of time for the Chiefs kingdom. That's JT Noah. I'm Dusty Likens. You're listening to After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Oh, she's sweet, but a psycho, a little bit psycho. Back here on After Hours, Dusty Likens with you, JT Noah with you as well. Wide receiver, Legarius Sneed, left tackle. Is David Bakhtiari still available? Or did he sign?
He's still available.
He probably wants something like some money.
I would hope he wants some money. He ain't going to come for free.
Mm-mm. Would we still need money to sign our rookies? Sure. Because I don't know, man. Something's coming. Something's on the edge. It was about this time on Thursday last week the Drew Tranquil news hit. It was about this time 4 years ago or 5 years ago when the Tyrann Mathieu news hit. Let it do it again. Let's have another hit on this show. Let's bring the city together. And then we can just give you all the show, you know? 913-586-7610. Where do you think Chris Jones's legacy is with the Kansas City Chiefs?
For me, that was the plan from the beginning. Since you guys drafted me, I never planned to play for another organization. Better yet, you know, end the year with another organization after coming off of a Super Bowl win. You know, deep down, I felt like I was never leaving. And super appreciative for the Hunt family and the Chiefs organization of making sure that I retire Chief.
So he wants to retire, Chief. And this kind of put a conversation in my head as I'm driving down 35 today. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, where do we see Chris Jones in the... Where do we see Chris Jones' legacy being built when it comes to Kansas City? Like, where does he rank all time to you for Kansas City Chiefs players? You look at what I put together with a fast list, I would say it's probably what? Derek Thomas, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Lynn Dawson. And then you can have an argument about the fifth one. And that's where I wonder if Chris Jones is one of those guys that you kind of fit within that conversation. Because again, if they do in fact win a three-peat, Chris Jones would be a four-time champion with the Kansas City Chiefs. He would have played his entire career with the Kansas City Chiefs and would have been a dominant force. Obviously, I think his level of fandom and his legacy is beyond Neil Smith. But look, Chris Jones was a drafted player, a key player, a big personality player, and a captain on this team, and a very influential person for the runs of the Super Bowls that they made. The other thing that it makes me think, that if it is Mahomes, Kelce, Lynn Dawson, Derek Thomas, and Chris Jones as your all-time five, which again, maybe I'm prisoner of the moment for sure. I'm sure there's a lot of you that might be like, Dusty, Buck Buchanan, Willie Lanier, where are those guys at? Tony Gonzalez. Well, I can tell you where Tony Gonzalez is, not on that list. He's top seven. He ain't top five. And it makes me think, like, when you see guys like this, like a Chris Jones stick around, with Patrick Mahomes, with Travis Kelce, and if those guys are three of the top five Kansas City Chiefs players in franchise history, you currently have three of them on the current run of this team's franchise, which the new episode of the franchise did drop tonight. I guess it's the final episode. It just came out a month after the Super Bowl. Anyways. But if there's another player I'm missing, I don't know. But I think it's, when you look at the team and you look at this franchise, I think the top four are solid. I think the top four are set in stone. Derek Thomas, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Lynn Dawson. I think those are unanimously in everybody's top four. And then the fifth is Chris Jones snuck in with the contract signing and sticking around. Somebody says, I don't care that he's not a top player, but Andy Reid is a top five Chief. Okay. 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 I was going for players. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think when a player sticks around, even though last year was a little iffy, you know, I still think Chris Jones, you put that top five as your top five moving forward, or do you think that's, obviously things can change throughout history, but, I mean, obviously Buchanan, Lanier, those guys, Okoye, some of those players that were pretty big pieces, but I think with this contract, it kind of solidified Chris Jones as the top five Chief all time.
Yeah, I got no argument with that. I like your top five.
Okay.
So,
Bobby Bell, Willie Lanier, Buck Buchanan, Otis Taylor, Jan Sinnerud. I mean, I get it, but I mean, like, are you really putting Jan Sinnerud over Chris Jones? And again, I'm not, like, making fun of somebody's, you know, I'm not making fun of anybody's selection. I mean, we can have a conversation about top five Royals of all time, and you might be surprised by mine. But, look, Chris Jones is going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor for the rest of time. He's going to be a Chief for life. And there's a possibility that he could win back to back to back. Not only that, but just think about how loaded this team is with all-time Chief greats. And again, we can all be considered prisoner of the moment because it's happening now, because that defense back in 69 and all that with those big guys, it was great. But, I mean, one Super Bowl as opposed to three. And a time where we always put rings and stuff over ahead of everything. Somebody sits in and says, you know, four rings moves Jones ahead of Dawson. But Dawson will always be in the top five. I think there are three. I think your all-time four Chiefs players that would never be moved are Mahomes and Lynn Dawson, Travis Kelce, and Derek Thomas. I don't think you could ever give a top five Chiefs of all time and not mention those four guys. IMO, in my opinion, acronym. Breaking news out of Kansas City tonight, though. The Big 12 tournament will stick around until the year 2031 at the T-Mobile Center, or until it changes its name again. Patrick Mahomes restructures his contract, creating $21.6 million in cap space. The Chiefs signed Irv Smith. Willie Gay signed with the New Orleans Saints, a one-year deal worth up to $5 million, $3 million guaranteed. Desmond Bush signs with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You mean Deion?
Deion Bush, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. So, a busy day for the Kansas City Chiefs that I don't think is quite done yet, but there still is tomorrow and stuff all in that sort of field. Speaking of fields, Justin Fields, what a weird situation. What a weird career this guy's had. Not only that, some Justin Jefferson frustration as well. The Chiefs have moved. They've made some moves. They've opened up some space when it comes to the cap. What that means moving forward, JT Noah, Dusty Likens with you. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, and this is called After Hours. Ryan Fowler, the Kansas City Chiefs will host Boston College interior offensive lineman Christian Mahogany on the top 30 visit. A source confirmed athletic interior presence didn't allow a single sack or a quarterback hit in 394 pass pro reps in 2023. It would appear that the looking of the Joe Tooney replacement is in full effect.
It does indeed look that way.
It's that time, right? We're getting to that time. That's just me. Thank you for listening tonight as we try to give you as much news as possible when it comes to breaking news for the Kansas City Chiefs. We've given you all the details thus far. Somebody who's very frustrated is Justin Jefferson. And I think Justin Jefferson has every reason to be frustrated. His current quarterback situation is Sam Darnold. The man is trying to set the wide receiver market all time when it comes to getting paid. The Chicago Bears, who also are looking to figure something out with Justin Fields, as they've come out and said that they were most definitely probably going to draft Caleb Williams. Do you think Justin Jefferson plays for the Minnesota Vikings next year? Now, apparently, according to Adam Schefter, there's been some news in the past that Justin Jefferson has turned down money.
Schefter, I just don't think Minnesota can go to Justin Jefferson and say, hey, we want to re-sign you. Our starting quarterback's a one-year deal guy right now, and I love Sam Darnold. I just don't think Justin's going to go, yep, I'll sign long-term without knowing who the future is.
I think if the money's right, he's going to sign. You're going to tell me?
His money's going to be right anywhere, though, Shefty. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, it wasn't before the season when he turned down in excess of $30 million a year. Okay?
Ooh-wee.
So he could have a choice about what to do, Dan. And if he doesn't want to sign a deal, then maybe he doesn't. And it becomes an organizational decision. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, are you going to pay what it's going to take to make Justin Jefferson the highest paid wide receiver in football?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that right now? Or do you want to say, you know what? As much as we love the player, as great as he is, maybe we're better off starting from scratch here in terms of a quarterback. They're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot
where
on the
they're going to come out. Right. I wouldn't want to part ways with Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But you can't just say, okay, we're re-signing him to a deal, we'll call it $35 million a year, and paying him that money when the organization is where it's at.
Right.
Does he want to do that? Do they want to do that? Both sides are going to have to figure this out. It's not a layup that it's getting done.
Yeah.
If you're the Chicago Bears, would you send your number one overall pick to the Minnesota Vikings for Justin Jefferson and give Justin Fields a wide receiver one? Because that's where these two universes are at right now. Justin Jefferson, I don't think, wants to be in Minnesota. I have a feeling that the minute Kirk Cousins was gone and the minute that information came out, and there's reports apparently from Adam Schefter that he's turned down $30 million, a year, which was what Tyreek got. But I think he thinks he's worth more than that and thinks that other people will get more than that. That maybe he wants a different home. We've also seen that the market for Justin Fields has stalled, staled, dry, desert, whatever you want to give it a comparison to. It ain't there. It ain't happening. And if you think that maybe there's a chance that you can use him and he can be useful if you just load him with targets, because then if you had Chicago, you'd have DJ Moore and Justin Jefferson. If you can't do it then, son of a buck, it ain't working out. But again, the reason Caleb Williams makes sense is that you're willing to move on from Justin Fields. You don't want to have to pay him a contract in a few years. That would be whatever. And you'd think that the talent would be better, cheaper, and long-term with Caleb Williams. But it would be interesting to think that what if you were to swap a pick for Justin Jefferson? That'd be an interesting trade. Because Jefferson's clearly a one, but he's not the one overall. But he is the best wide receiver in football, too many. Would you do that if you're the Bears?
No. I wouldn't, because then you got to pay Fields and you got to pay Justin Jefferson.
Mm.
And you don't know what really how Justin Fields wants. Because we'd all know Fields ain't getting top quarterback money, but he's still going to get money.
Right.
And so I think if you're smart about this, you just draft a you draft Caleb Williams with the first pick, and I believe they have the eighth or ninth pick, and you take a wide receiver with your ninth pick. Then you give him a number one wide receiver with your number one quarterback in Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the route you go.
Do you think Justin Jefferson is in Minnesota next year?
Yeah, he'll be there this year.
Mm.
I don't know about
back here on After Hours, Dusty Likens with you, JT Noah with you as well. Wide receiver, Legarius Sneed, left tackle. Is David Bakhtiari still available? Or did he sign?
He's still available.
He'd probably want something like some money.
I would hope he wants some money. He ain't going to come for free.
Mm-mm. But we still need money to sign our rookies. Sure. Because, I don't know, man. Something's coming. Something's on the edge. It was about this time on Thursday last week, the Drew Tranquil news hit. It was about this time 4 years ago or 5 years ago when the Tyrann Mathieu news hit. Let it do it again. Let's have another hit on this show. Let's bring the city together. And then we can just give you all the show, you know? 913-586-7610. Where do you think Chris Jones's legacy is with the Kansas City Chiefs?
For me, that was the plan from the beginning. Since you guys drafted me, I never planned to play for another organization. Better yet, end the year with another organization after coming off of a Super Bowl win. You know, deep down, I felt like I was never leaving. And super appreciative for the Hunt family and the Chiefs organization of making sure that I retire a Chief.
So he wants to retire a Chief. And this kind of put a conversation in my head as I'm driving down 35 today. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, where do we see Chris Jones Chris Jones's legacy being built when it comes to Kansas City? Like, where does he rank all time to you for Kansas City Chiefs players? You look at what I put together with a fast list. I would say it's probably what? Derek Thomas, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Lynn Dawson. And then you can have an argument about the fifth one. And that's where I wonder if Chris Jones is one of those guys that you kind of fit within that conversation. Because again, if they do in fact win a three-peat, Chris Jones would be a four-time champion with the Kansas City Chiefs. He would have played his entire career with the Kansas City Chiefs and would have been a dominant force. Obviously, I think his level of fandom and his legacy is beyond Neil Smith. But look, Chris Jones was a drafted player, a key player, a big personality player, and a captain on this team, and a very influential person for the runs of the Super Bowls that they made. The other thing that it makes me think, that if it is Mahomes, Kelce, Lynn Dawson, Derek Thomas, and Chris Jones as your all-time five, which again, maybe I'm prisoner of the moment for sure. I'm sure there's a lot of you that might be like, Dusty, Buck Buchanan, Willie Lanier, where are those guys at? Tony Gonzalez. Well, I can tell you where Tony Gonzalez is, not on that list. He's top seven. He ain't top five. And it makes me think, like, when you see guys like this, like a Chris Jones stick around with Patrick Mahomes, with Travis Kelce, and if those guys are three of the top five Kansas City Chiefs players in franchise history, you currently have three of them on the current run of this team's franchise, which the new episode of the franchise did drop tonight. I guess it's the final episode. It just came out a month after the Super Bowl. Anyways. But if there's another player I'm missing, I don't know. But I think it's, when you look at the team and you look at this franchise, I think the top four are solid. I think the top four are set in stone. Derek Thomas, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Lynn Dawson. I think those are unanimously in everybody's top four. And then the fifth is Chris Jones snuck in with the contract signing and sticking around. Somebody says, I don't care that he's not a top player, but Andy Reid is a top five Chief. Okay. I was going for players. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think when a player sticks around, even though last year was a little iffy, you know, I still think Chris Jones, you put that top five as your top five moving forward, or do you think that's, obviously things can change throughout history, but I mean, obviously Buchanan, Lanier, those guys, Okoye, some of those players that were pretty big pieces, but I think with this contract, it kind of solidified Chris Jones as the top five Chief all time.
Yeah, I got no argument with that. I like your top five.
Okay.
So,
Bobby Bell, Willie Lanier, Buck Buchanan, Otis Taylor, Jan Sinnerud. I mean, I get it, but I mean, like, are you really putting Jan Sinnerud over Chris Jones? And again, I'm not like making fun of somebody's, you know, I'm not making fun of anybody's selection. I mean, we could have a conversation about top five Royals of all time, and you might be surprised by mine. But look, Chris Jones is going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor for the rest of time. He's going to be a Chief for life. And there's a possibility that he could win back to back to back. Not only that, but just think about how loaded this team is with all-time Chief greats. And again, we can all be considered prisoner of the moment because it's happening now, because that defense back in 69 and all that with those big guys, it was great. But, I mean, one Super Bowl as opposed to three. And a time where we always put rings and stuff over ahead of everything. Somebody sits in and says, you know, four rings moves Jones ahead of Dawson. But Dawson will always be in the top five. I think there are three. I think your all-time four Chiefs players that would never be moved are Mahomes and Lynn Dawson, Travis Kelce, and Derek Thomas. I don't think you could ever give a top five Chiefs of all time and not mention those four guys. IMO, in my opinion, acronym. Breaking news out of Kansas City tonight, though. The Big 12 tournament will stick around until the year 2031 at the T-Mobile Center, or until it changes its name again. Patrick Mahomes restructures his contract, creating $21.6 million in cap space. The Chiefs signed Irv Smith. Willie Gay signed with the New Orleans Saints. A one-year deal worth up to $5 million, $3 million guaranteed. Desmond Bush signs with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You mean Deion?
Deion Bush, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. So, a busy day for the Kansas City Chiefs that I don't think is quite done yet, but there still is tomorrow and stuff all in that sort of field. Speaking of Fields, Justin Fields, what a weird situation. What a weird career this guy's had. Not only that, some Justin Jefferson frustration as well. The Chiefs have moved. They've made some moves. They've opened up some space when it comes to the cap. What that means moving forward, JT Noah, Dusty Likens with you. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, and this is called After Hours. Ryan Fowler, the Kansas City Chiefs will host Boston College interior offensive lineman Christian Mahogany on the top 30 visit. A source confirmed athletic interior presence didn't allow a single sack or a quarterback hit in 394 pass pro reps in 2023. It would appear that the looking of the Joe Tooney replacement is in full effect.
It does indeed look that way.
It's that time, right? We're getting to that time. That's just me. Thank you for listening tonight as we try to give you as much news as possible when it comes to breaking news for the Kansas City Chiefs. We've given you all the details thus far. Somebody who's very frustrated is Justin Jefferson. And I think Justin Jefferson has every reason to be frustrated. His current quarterback situation is Sam Darnold. The man is trying to set the wide receiver market all time when it comes to getting paid. The Chicago Bears, who also are looking to figure something out with Justin Fields, as they've come out and said that they were most definitely probably going to draft Caleb Williams. Do you think Justin Jefferson plays for the Minnesota Vikings next year? Now, apparently, according to Adam Schefter, there's been some news in the past that Justin Jefferson has turned down money.
Schefter, I just don't think Minnesota can go to Justin Jefferson and say, hey, we want to re-sign you. Our starting quarterback's a one-year deal guy right now, and I love Sam Darnold. I just don't think Justin's going to go, yep, I'll sign long-term without knowing who the future is.
I think if the money's right, he's going to sign. You're going to tell
me? His money's going to be right anywhere, though, Shefty. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, it wasn't before the season when he turned down in excess of $30 million a year. Okay?
Ooh-wee.
So he could have a choice about what to do, Dan. And if he doesn't want to sign a deal, then maybe he doesn't. And it becomes an organizational decision. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, are you going to pay what it's going to take to make Justin Jefferson the highest paid wide receiver in football?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that right now? Or do you want to say, you know what? As much as we love the player, as great as he is, maybe we're better off starting from scratch here in terms of a quarterback. They're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot
where
on
they're
the
going to come out. Right. I wouldn't want to part ways with Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But you can't just say, okay, we're re-signing him to a deal. We'll call it $35 million a year. And paying him that money when the organization is where it's at.
Right.
Does he want to do that? Do they want to do that? Both sides are going to have to figure this out. It's not a layup that it's getting done.
Yeah.
If you're the Chicago Bears, would you send your number one overall pick to the Minnesota Vikings for Justin Jefferson? And give Justin Fields a wide receiver one? Because that's where these two universes are at right now. Justin Jefferson, I don't think, wants to be in Minnesota. I have a feeling that the minute Kirk Cousins was gone and the minute that information came out, and there's reports apparently from Adam Schefter that he's turned down $30 million a year, which was what Tyreek got, but I think he thinks he's worth more than that and thinks that other people will get more than that, that maybe he wants a different home. We've also seen that the market for Justin Fields has stalled, staled, dry, desert, whatever you want to give it a comparison to. It ain't there. It ain't happening. And if you think that maybe there's a chance that you can use him and he can be useful if you just load him with targets. Because then if you had Chicago, you'd have DJ Moore and Justin Jefferson. If you can't do it then, son of a buck, it ain't working out. But again, the reason Caleb Williams makes sense is that you're willing to move on from Justin Fields. You don't want to have to pay him a contract in a few years. That would be whatever. And you'd think that the talent would be better, cheaper, and long-term with Caleb Williams. But it would be interesting to think that what if you were to swap a pick for Justin Jefferson? That'd be an interesting trade. Because Jefferson's clearly a one, but he's not the one overall. But he is the best wide receiver in football, too many. Would you do that if you're the Bears?
No. I wouldn't, because then you got to pay Fields and you got to pay Justin Jefferson.
Mm.
And you don't know what really how Justin Fields wants. Because we all know Fields ain't getting top quarterback money, but he's still going to get money.
Right.
And so I think if you're smart about this, you just draft you draft Caleb Williams with the first pick, and I believe they have the 8th or 9th pick, and you take a wide receiver with your 9th pick. Then you give him a number one wide receiver with your number one quarterback in Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the route you go.
Do you think Justin Jefferson is in Minnesota next year?
Yeah, he'll be there this year.
Mm.
I don't know about the following year.
Because he gives me a lot of vibes of, if I don't get a contract, I'm not playing. Like, I'll sit out.
I don't know. He doesn't give me that kind of vibe.
He's very frustrated right now and making it very well known.
Well, I understand why.
Of course.
I mean, you got no quarterback.
Which means you can't put up numbers, which means then your contract negotiations can be and would be skewed. I know a lot of people want the Cincinnati Bengals to get him, but they're not going to be able to afford him and Justin Jefferson. That's apparent. But yeah, Justin Jefferson apparently turned down a $30+ million per contract.
That's wild.
From the Vikings before the season, per Adam Schefter. Again, if you missed that audio, this is it.
Schefter, I just don't think Minnesota can go to Justin Jefferson and say, hey, we want to re-sign you. Our starting quarterback's a one-year deal guy right now, and I love Sam Darnold. I just don't think Justin's going to go, yep.
Timeout. Get all the way out of here, Orlovsky. I love Sam Darnold, and then you're going to move on? I wouldn't give you 30 seconds of airtime to tell me what it is about Sam Darnold you love. Onward.
Signed long-term without knowing who the future is.
I think the money's right. If the money's right, he's going to sign. You're going to tell
me? His money's going to be right anywhere, though, Shefty. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, it wasn't before the season when he turned down in excess of $30 million a year. Okay?
Ooh-wee.
So he could have a choice about what to do, Dan. And if he doesn't want to sign a deal, then maybe he doesn't. And it becomes an organizational decision. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, are you going to pay what it's going to take to make Justin Jefferson the highest paid wide receiver in football?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that right now? Or do you want to say, you know what? As much as we love the player, as great as he is, maybe we're better off starting from scratch here in terms of a quarterback. They're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot
where
on the
they're
going
to come out. Right. I wouldn't want to part ways with Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But can't just say, okay, we're re-signing him to a deal. We'll call it $35 million a year and paying him that money when the organization is where it's at.
Right.
Does he want to do that? Do they want to do that? Both sides are going to have to figure this out. It's not a layup that it's getting done.
Yeah.
Boy.
So there you go. Okay, quick question, but why hasn't Justin Fields signed with, like, the Giants or even New England or Tampa Bay behind Baker Mayfield? I've been saying for a minute that this cat is going to be sitting on the couch through midseason until somebody gets hurt and is desperate for a quarterback. I did see a report that it said it made sense if he went to Philadelphia. You know what I mean? So there's also that, but I don't know if he's necessarily, I don't know if he's back up yet. And he ain't going to the Giants because our boy Drew Locke's going to go to the Giants and start. Because I saw somewhere that there's a chance they cut Daniel Jones by the June 1st deadline, which would be a massive dead cap hit.
huge cap hit. I don't know if I believe that just quite yet.
Yeah. Which it's one of those things where it's cheaper to keep her. You know what I mean? Cheaper to keep him. But I'll tell you what. There is a move coming. Somebody says, what's going on in the hot stove for the Kansas City Chiefs? Dustman, can you tell us? Hey, if I know, you'll know. That's the way it goes. Because I don't have any spiders within the walls. I'll be open and honest with you with that. Now, there could be a time in my life where that might happen, but it ain't happening right now. So as soon as it's out and about, and as soon as we know, you'll know, and we'll give it to you here live on After Hours. Because that's what JT Noah and I do. Tomorrow, Cody Tapp and I'll be doing 10 to 2, and we'll do that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday, we're going to be live from No Other Pub. That's kind of nice. That's the second year. Now that I think about it, that's the second year I've done that.
Will you be doing one-on-one with Cody?
Oh, basketball?
Yeah.
I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want to do that to him. I feel like my biggest competition in basketball with the radio station would be, I think Brenton would be good. I feel like Drew Nixon is a little sneaky athletic. Outside of that, no one stands a chance.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I would handle you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I played 2 years in high school. A lot of people don't know that.
I can see it.
I had a jump shot. I got the skill set for a little bit there. Who's throwing the ball in Denver? They're so broke they couldn't even afford half of a pack of Newports. Are Newports still cheap? Are they cheap?
I don't even know what Newports are.
They're cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Menthol-style cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't do cigarettes. Asthma life.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't do them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just not great for you.
They'll have the throw machine out there being their quarterback. He just set it up. All right, hike.
It'd be better than what they had last year. We do it every night, 8 o'clock, the Out of Left Field question. Tonight's question is, what are you starting to appreciate the more you get older? 913-586-7610. We will take a break unless something breaks open for the Kansas City Chiefs talk. But every night at 8 o'clock, we do the Out of Left Field question. What are you starting to appreciate more as you get older? 913-586-7610. That's JT Noah. I'm Dusty Likens. This is After Hours. And remember, what are you starting to appreciate more as you get older? 913-586-7610. We'll do all your answers on the other side. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Ryan Fowler, the Kansas City Chiefs will host Boston College interior offensive lineman Christian Mahogany on the top 30 visit. A source confirmed athletic interior presence didn't allow a single sack or a quarterback hit in 394 pass pro reps in 2023. It would appear that the looking of the Joe Tooney replacement is in full effect.
It does indeed look that way.
It's that time, right? We're getting to that time. That's just me. Thank you for listening tonight as we try to give you as much news as possible when it comes to breaking news for the Kansas City Chiefs. We've given you all the details thus far. Somebody who's very frustrated is Justin Jefferson. And I think Justin Jefferson has every reason to be frustrated. His current quarterback situation is Sam Darnold. The man is trying to set the wide receiver market all time when it comes to getting paid. The Chicago Bears, who also are looking to figure something out with Justin Fields, as they've come out and said that they were most definitely probably going to draft Caleb Williams. Do you think Justin Jefferson plays for the Minnesota Vikings next year? Now, apparently, according to Adam Schefter, there's been some news in the past that Justin Jefferson has turned down money.
Schefter, I just don't think Minnesota can go to Justin Jefferson and say, hey, we want to re-sign you. Our starting quarterback's a one-year deal guy right now, and I love Sam Darnold. I just don't think Justin's going to go, yep, I'll sign long-term without knowing who the future is.
I think if the money's right, he's going to sign. You're going to tell
me? His money's going to be right anywhere, though, Shefty. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, it wasn't before the season when he turned down in excess of $30 million a year. Okay?
Ooh-wee.
So he could have a choice about what to do, Dan. And if he doesn't want to sign a deal, then maybe he doesn't. And it becomes an organizational decision. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, are you going to pay what it's going to take to make Justin Jefferson the highest paid wide receiver in football?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that right now? Or do you want to say, you know what? As much as we love the player, as great as he is, maybe we're better off starting from scratch here in terms of a quarterback. They're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot
where
on the
they're
table.
Going to come out. Right. I wouldn't want to part ways with Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But you can't just say, okay, we're re-signing him to a deal. We'll call it $35 million a year. And paying him that money when the organization is where it's at.
Right.
Does he want to do that? Do they want to do that? Both sides are going to have to figure this out. It's not a layup that it's getting done.
Yeah.
If you're the Chicago Bears, would you send your number one overall pick to the Minnesota Vikings for Justin Jefferson? And give Justin Fields a wide receiver one? Because that's where these two universes are at right now. Justin Jefferson, I don't think, wants to be in Minnesota. I have a feeling that the minute Kirk Cousins was gone and the minute that that information came out, and there's reports apparently from Adam Schefter that he's turned down $30 million a year, which was what Tyreek got, but I think he thinks he's worth more than that and thinks that other people will get more than that, that maybe he wants a different home. We've also seen that the market for Justin Fields has stalled, staled, dry, desert, whatever you want to give it a comparison to. It ain't there. It ain't happening. And if you think that maybe there's a chance that you can use him and he can be useful if you just load him with targets, because then if you had Chicago, you'd have DJ Moore and Justin Jefferson. If you can't do it then, son of a buck, it ain't working out. But again, the reason Caleb Williams makes sense is that you're willing to move on from Justin Fields. You don't want to have to pay him a contract in a few years. That would be whatever. And you'd think that the talent would be better, cheaper, and long-term with Caleb Williams. But it would be interesting to think that what if you were to swap a pick for Justin Jefferson? That'd be an interesting trade because Jefferson's clearly a one, but he's not the one overall. But he is the best wide receiver in football, too many. Would you do that if you're the Bears?
No. I wouldn't, because then you got to pay Fields and you got to pay Justin Jefferson.
Mm.
And you don't know what really how Justin Fields wants. Because we all know Fields ain't getting top quarterback money, but he's still going to get money.
Right.
And so I think if you're smart about this, you just draft you draft Caleb Williams with the first pick, and I believe they have the eighth or ninth pick, and you take a wide receiver with your ninth pick. Then you give him a number one wide receiver with your number one quarterback in Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the route you go.
Do you think Justin Jefferson is in Minnesota next year?
Yeah, he'll be there this year.
Mm.
I don't know about the following year.
Because he gives me a lot of vibes of, if I don't get a contract, I'm not playing. Like, I'll sit out.
I don't know. He doesn't give me that kind of vibe.
He's very frustrated right now and making it very well known.
Well, I understand why.
Of course.
I mean, you got no quarterback.
Which means you can't put up numbers, which means then your contract negotiations can be and would be skewed. I know a lot of people want the Cincinnati Bengals to get him, but they're not going to be able to afford him and Justin Jefferson. That's apparent. But yeah, Justin Jefferson apparently turned down a $30-plus million per contract.
That's wild.
From the Vikings before the season, per Adam Schefter. Again, if you missed that audio, this is it.
Shefty, I just don't think Minnesota can go to Justin Jefferson and say, hey, we want to resign you. Our starting quarterback's a one-year deal guy right now. And I love Sam Darnold. I just don't think Justin's going to go, yep.
Timeout. Get all the way out of here, Orlovsky. I love Sam Darnold, and then you're going to move on? I wouldn't give you 30 seconds of airtime to tell me what it is about Sam Darnold you love. Onward.
Signed long-term without knowing who the future is.
I think if the money's right, he's going to sign. You're going to tell
me? His money's going to be right anywhere, though, Shefty. Anywhere.
Okay. Well, it wasn't before the season when he turned down in excess of $30 million a year. Okay?
Ooh-wee.
So he could have a choice about what to do, Dan. And if he doesn't want to sign a deal, then maybe he doesn't. And it becomes an organizational decision. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, are you going to pay what it's going to take to make Justin Jefferson the highest paid wide receiver in football?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that right now? Or do you want to say, you know what? As much as we love the player, as great as he is, maybe we're better off starting from scratch here in terms of a quarterback. They're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, there's a lot
where
on the
they're
going
to come out. Right. I wouldn't want to part ways with Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But you can't just say, okay, we're re-signing him to a deal. We'll call it $35 million a year and paying him that money when the organization is where it's at.
Right.
Does he want to do that? Do they want to do that? Both sides are going to have to figure this out. It's not a layup that it's getting done.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, quick question, but why hasn't Justin Fields signed with, like, the Giants or even New England or Tampa Bay behind Baker Mayfield? I've been saying for a minute that this cat is going to be sitting on the couch through midseason until somebody gets hurt and is desperate for a quarterback. I did see a report that it said it made sense if he went to Philadelphia. You know what I mean? So there's also that, but I don't know if he's necessarily, I don't know if he's backup yet. And he ain't going to the Giants because our boy Drew Locke's going to go to the Giants and start. Because I saw somewhere that there's a chance they cut Daniel Jones by the June 1st deadline, which would be a massive dead cap hit.
Huge cap hit. I don't know if I believe that just quite yet.
Yeah. Which it's one of those things where it's cheaper to keep her. You know what I mean? Cheaper to keep him. But I'll tell you what. There is a move coming. Somebody says, what's going on in the hot stove for the Kansas City Chiefs? Dustman, can you tell us? Hey, if I know, you'll know. That's the way it goes. Because I don't have any spiders within the walls. I'll be open and honest with you with that. Now, there could be a time in my life where that might happen, but it ain't happening right now. So as soon as it's out and about, and as soon as we know, you'll know. And we'll give it to you here live on After Hours. Because that's what JT Noah and I do. Tomorrow, Cody Tapp and I'll be doing 10 to 2, and we'll do that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday, we're going to be live from No Other Pub. That's kind of nice. That's the second year. Now that I think about it, that's the second year I've done that.
Will you be doing one-on-one with Cody?
Oh, basketball?
Yeah.
I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't want to do that to him. I feel like my biggest competition in basketball with the radio station would be, I think Brenton would be good. I feel like Drew Nixon is a little sneaky athletic. Outside of that, no one stands a chance.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I feel like I would handle you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I played 2 years in high school. A lot of people don't know that.
I can see it.
I had a jump shot. I got the skill set for a little bit there. Who's throwing the ball in Denver? They're so broke they couldn't have afford half of a pack of Newports. Are Newports still cheap? Are they cheap?
I don't even know what Newports are.
They're cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Menthol-style cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't do cigarettes. Asthma life.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't do them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just not great
for
you.
They'll have the throw machine out there being their quarterback. You just set it up. All right, hike.
It'd be better than what they had last year. We do it every night, 8 o'clock, the Out of Left Field question. Tonight's question is, what are you starting to appreciate the more you get older? 913-586-7610. We will take a break unless something breaks open for the Kansas City Chiefs talk. But every night at 8 o'clock, we do the Out of Left Field question. What are you starting to appreciate more as you get older? 913-586-7610. That's JT Noah. I'm Dusty Likens. This is After Hours. And remember, what are you starting to appreciate more as you get older? 913-586-7610. We'll do all your answers on the other side. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio.